Active shooter in Atlanta. This is Micah's Minute. Hello and welcome to Micah's Minute. I'm your host, Micah Mullen. We begin today down in Atlanta. There is an active shooter on the loose. The police are searching for the man who has killed one, and three are hospitalized due to this Atlanta shooting. What we do know is the Atlanta Police Department put out a statement earlier today on Twitter at 12:46 p.m. that said this, almost an hour ago, "Anyone in place in this area is asked to secure their building and shelter in place. Anyone not in the area is asked to stay away. We will communicate via social media and our website with updates." So, like I said, we know that one person is dead, three are hospitalized in this Atlanta shooting. I'm Micah Mullen. You're listening to Micah's Minute. All right, we turn now to some technology today. A smart gun, this is the headline from NPR, the first smart gun with facial and fingerprint recognition is now for sale. Due to technical and political problems, the smart gun has been put on hold, but now there is one for sale, according to this headline, and I do think that this should be interesting. Smart gun, I mean, it will lock if you don't have fingerprint recognition, a lot like your phone, your smartphone, and different devices like that. I mean, it works with phones, so it'll be interesting to see if it works with guns. We will just have to wait and see. You're listening to Micah's Minute. Let's turn now to the sports world. It was a good day in the Major League Baseball last night. Cleveland and New York faced each other. That's the Yankees. Yankees won 4-2. Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh faced each other. Tampa Bay pulled off the win 4-1. Atlanta shut out the Miami Marlins 6-0. Washington Nationals beat the Chicago Cubs 4-1. Boston beat Toronto 7-6. Chicago White Sox beat Minnesota in 10 innings, 3-2. Baltimore beat Kansas City 11-7. And Los Angeles Angels beat St. Louis 5-1. Arizona and Texas played. Texas beat Arizona 6-4. San Francisco shut out the defending world champions Houston Astros 2-0. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Colorado Rockies played. The Rockies won 3-2. Cincinnati, in 10 innings, beat San Diego Padres 2-1. Seattle beat Oakland 2-1. And Los Angeles beat Philly 13-1. The New York Mets and Detroit Tigers had to postpone their game. And right now, as we speak, in the bottom of the second is the New York Mets and the Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers are winning 3-2 in the bottom of the second. And it is the top of the first in Texas with the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Rangers playing. There is no score. And in warm-up right now is San Francisco and Houston. Let's take a look at the NBA as they're in the playoffs right now. The Celtics and 76ers is the only game tonight. They're in game two of the East semifinal series. Philadelphia leads the series 1-0 based on their win back on Monday. They won 119-115. That's right, 119-115. 76ers' top scorer was James Harden, who had 45 points. The Celtics' top scorer was Jason Tatum, who had 39 points and 11 rebounds. The games yesterday, Tuesday, May 2nd, the Knicks beat the Heat 111-105. The Knicks' top scorer was Randall with 25 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. And the Heat's top performer was Martin with 22 points and 8 rebounds. The Lakers and the Warriors played each other. The Lakers won 117-112. Davis had their top performer for the Lakers was Davis. He had 30 points, 23 rebounds and 4 blocks, and Looney for the Warriors was their top performer. He had 10 points, 23 rebounds. That's a look at the NBA. And finally, let's look at the NFL. Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers, one of his best friends over in Green Bay, is reportedly going to sign with the Jets. That's a look at sports, and that's the world we live in today on the third day of May. I'm Micah Mullen. You're listening to Micah's Minute.